seems like it's flying by.
That's because it's on a clock, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. You know, it is something to worry about. Like, we get the starting pitcher when he comes out of the game, and we can go down to the clubhouse and talk to him while the game is going on. And, like, the other day where I think we're in Peoria, Shamania comes out, and he stays in the dugout a little longer, and it's the seventh inning stretch. We still haven't gone up to talk to him, and we get the manager on the field right after the game ends. So all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I got to worry now. These innings are snappier, so we got to get down there and talk to the pitcher. So, yeah, it is kind of funny how you recalibrate a little bit. But the games have been, I mean, it's no doubt the games have moved so much faster. It's been apparent right from the get-go.
I mean, yeah. It's incredible. Had it on TV yesterday and was like, this is just way more. It's much, much better. I'm hearing rave reviews from peers and friends and all that. So, hey, just start with that big story that you broke on Friday. Good job. Congrats on the scoop. Sergio, I'm wondering if you think, just like pull back a little bit as to why you think Farhan and Gabe and Larry and Greg Johnson and all these people are doing this. You know, why?
Well, you know, I think, it was something that they thought about last year. And I even mentioned it to Farhan after, the Blue Jays had released him. And it was before he signed, I think, with Monclova in the Mexican League. And that's the reason that, you know, he wasn't had to skip the 2012 World Series reunion in mid-August. But, you know, I said to Farhan, I said, well, hey, would you sign this guy just so he can retire as a Giant if that's something he wants to do? And it was something that they thought about. Didn't have a 40-man space available. Obviously, rosters don't expand as big as they used to in September. And also Sergio wanted to keep pitching. You know, he wasn't set on retiring yet. But I think what really changed it for him was when Mexico didn't call for the WBC. Mm. And he'd been part of the team the previous, you know, two times. And, you know, was about as I guess, identifiable a guy as you could think to have. And he's been a part of that. He's loved it. It's been a big something he's been motivated to do. And it's something he wanted to do again. And when that wasn't in the cards for him, I think that sort of was the writing on the wall. And he said, okay, well, I'm not going to invest another offseason getting ready and being away from my kids and just to, you know, maybe send a non-roster invite somewhere. So then the conversation kind of turned from, you know, hey, would the Giants be interested in him as a non-roster guy to make the team to, you know, would they be interested in him retiring as a Giant? And that was that was something Barry Meister, his agent, was really very big on, something he knew would mean a lot to his client, to be honest, to give him the kind of closure and ability to sort of mentally focus forward. And, and I think that's an agent really just doing a solid by his client, knowing what was going to really be beneficial to him, not only as a player, but in life. And you know what? Let's face it, the Giants are at a time when if they can do something and throw a bone to their fans, you know, with the offseason they just had. Yep. I don't think that's the reason they're doing this, but I think it's probably something that's certainly another reason why they're doing it or why they should be doing it or motivated to do it. But ultimately, I think the fans win here because this is just going to be a cool moment for the fans and a great moment for him. So, and the fact that they're doing it without having to, you know, find a 40-man space or step on any ways that Farhan can make the team better in the interim, then it's a win for everybody.
Yeah, and you're right. Monday, a week from today, any fan that goes out there will have a chance to say goodbye, and Sergio will have it too. And it's deserved, man. Three World Series champs, and these are the things you need to do. You're right. As a fan base, it's not all, hey, is Blake Sabol going to make the team or is Brett Wisely going to make the team? You should have these bigger moments too as fans, and that's what we're going to get. So awesome. Look forward to it very much, and glad that woke up to that story in The Athletic on Friday morning. All right, to that club that is going to break in the Bronx a week from Thursday. I guess my biggest questions to start are about the veterans, Mitch Haniger, Brandon Crawford, and I guess I'd throw in David Villar. He's not a veteran. But, I mean, obviously the story of any camp is injuries, whether you're Jose Altuve for Venezuela or Edwin Diaz for Puerto Rico. So what's the latest, Andy? And do you think there's some disappointment that there's already that cloud of older players getting strained?
Yeah, well, and Austin Slater, he's probably a pretty sure bet to be on the injured list now as well.
Ouch.
Now that he missed time with the elbow, and now he's got the little hammy tweak. So So he and Haniger, I think, are pretty much, you got to be sober and say that they're going to start on the injured list. And they don't think Haniger's a huge deal, but they're going to be very, very careful with him because, you know, he's here for 2 years, maybe three, if he picks up his option. And he's only played, I think, 70-plus games once in the last 4 years. And they know that he can be, you know, the 1 year he stayed healthy, he hit 39 homers and drove in 100-something. So, you know, they know that he can be an impact performer, but he's got to be healthy. And so I think they're not going to push him from day one. In Crawford's situation, everyone thinks that this is something that they'll be able to manage. You know, they did a great job managing Buster when they really had to throttle back his workload in 21 and coaxed a comeback player of the year season out of him. And I think the hope is that there is still a lot of performance left in Crawford. And, you know, they just can't expect him to go out there and be an Iron Man again like he has been in so many of his seasons. So, you know, no team gets out of spring training 100% healthy. It's just, you know, it's almost a pipe dream to think that you will. Other teams have had bigger issues. I mean, I think the Yankees, on balance, have probably have a little more to freak out about with the number of pitching injuries that they've had. So, you know, that's probably the good news is that the Giants look really good, really healthy from a pitching standpoint, and have a lot of depth. And so, you know, but yeah, it'll definitely make them a little bit more challenged to fill out their lineup and maybe pose the kind of threat offensively that they hope to. But Michael Conforto's looked good all spring. He's a guy who obviously comes with a lot of health questions attached. So it's not all dire news, but there certainly are a couple guys that are not going to be ready when the bell rings.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
So if Slater and Haniger are on the IL, who does it open doors for?
Well, it could open a door for Blake Sable, a guy who could play in the outfield. You could have him starting on opening day, just like Connor Joe once did in left field. And
here we go.
That grand tradition of Giants left fielders, that swinging door. I mean, isn't it crazy? Here we're talking about it again. Another year, Barry Bonds in 2007, and then, what, 17 years since then? There have been 17 different opening day left fielders, including Dave Roberts and Rosa, and, I mean, all kinds of people on that list. And so, you know, it could be Sable on opening day. They could have to have Mike Yastrzemski be a little more left on the left, which I know they don't want to do. But it could be Blake Johnson, who's a really athletic guy who can steal a lot of bases. Maybe if you've got to have on your bench, you know, so there's a few guys that could have an opportunity here with, you know, what they're missing in the outfield, because they already were a little too left-handed in the outfield, a little too right-handed on the infield. And now you've got two right-handed hitting outfielders who could start on the injured list. So, yeah, it's definitely going to throw the balance off a little bit.
Man, yeah, okay, we'll see. But you said the good news, if you want to focus on, is the pitching depth and the pitching health. So, of all those pitchers, do you have a five-man rotation out of that group? Because did I read that Sean Manaea might be a swing guy and spend some time in the pen? I thought he would be a top-five guy for sure.
I would assume that, too. Yeah.
I don't know. You tell me, Andy.
Well, I mean, somebody's going to have to do it that doesn't really necessarily profile as that guy. I mean, you know, Jacob Junis is going to be one of them. But then you've got Manaea, you've got Ross Stripling. Both those guys signed here to be starters and have the expectation that they're going to be starters. And then you've got Anthony DeSclafani as well. And he's, you know, pitched well this spring, and he's been healthy. And I think there's been a lot of sort of roster profiling about how the Giants are going to fit everybody on. You know, to fit on a Blake Sable, to fit on a Brent Wisely, if he's a guy who has to be on there. It's been sort of fashionable to say, well, DeSclafani will start on the injured list. But, you know, so far there's nothing in the performance to think that that's going to happen. So, somebody's going to be sort of in the piggyback swingman role, and it's probably going to have to be talked into doing something that they don't necessarily envision themselves doing. And, I think that this opens up a lot of avenues for the Giants to creatively deploy their starting pitching just because of how much depth they have. But yeah, it also means you're going to have to get some buy-in from people. And that's always important, especially right at the beginning of the season. You don't want anybody grumbling over roles when you're on the flight out to opening day.
Yeah. So we're going Webb, Cobb 1 and 2, right? That's been stated, correct? Then
yeah.
you would think Wood, DeSclafani in the 3-4 slots, and then the 5-6 goes Manaea, Stripling, one of those two guys, or is Stripling in that group and Wood or DeSclafani is one of those candidates?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I really don't know.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not sure how important it is. I really don't know how important it is. It's only the only thing that's important is that whatever they do, they get everybody to buy in on it. And I think that they're going to move people around. They're going to be flexible. It's almost like you don't make too big a deal of who's on the opening day roster because that group changes. And there's nothing that demonstrates that better than the 2010 opening day lineup.
Nope. Oh, did the magic cell signal just disappear?
I think so. Yeah,
there it is. Did Farhan pull the plug?
Poof, we'll try to reconnect.
You didn't want him to reveal the five-man rotation?
I guess not. That's a big secret. We're going to keep that under wraps.
Hey, let me use the example to tell everybody the Toyota Fan Zone is back.
Look at you.
How about that, Paulie?
Look at this guy being a pro.
The contest starts this week.
Go ahead.
And caller number 10, when you hear the cue to call, which is going to come up shortly.
You know...
All right, when you hear the call, cue to call.
Do we know what the cue to call is? Do we give them that? I don't even know what
it is. I think it's pretty obvious. I think now is the Toyota Fan Zone.
Yeah, we spell it out for you? Okay.
So anyway, just let it be known that it's back. This week, and we will be doing it during our show.
Okay.
Papa and Lund will be doing it, and Tolbert and Copes will be doing it. So listen for your cue to call.
You know,
all
it's
right,
funny.
Did we get them? No?
No, we're still trying to connect. While we're waiting to reconnect, you know, something occurred to me, Murph. I'm tripping out on this. I was listening to Bags talking about the Romo thing. He's going to come back just to retire as a Giant. Dude, this is the second time we've had a very important guy named Meister enter our life.
Yeah.
So Romo's agent is named Meister.
Yeah.
His name is Barry Meister.
Yeah.
So you got Barry Meister, the agent, and you got Dr. Meister cutting Brock. I mean.
And then we got Burger Meister out in Cold Valley.
That's the trifecta.
Right, there you go. Andy, sorry, we dropped out. The magic cell signal cut out. So.
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't moved the muscle, I guess.
We didn't want to.
That take was so hot, the line combusted.
We think Farhan wanted to pull the plug because he didn't want you revealing the five-man rotation.
Disconnect him.
Right.
Anyway.
I don't know where you left off, but what I was going to say is I don't know what they're going to do, and honestly, I don't know how important it is. The only thing that's important is that they get buy-in from everybody on whatever they decide to do, and that it doesn't turn into any kind of issue, and everyone's on board with whatever the plan is, because I think it's going to be fluid, and I think that it's kind of like the opening day roster. We make so much of who's on it, but it changes. It changes real quickly, and it can be totally different by the end of the year. 2010 is the perfect example. You didn't have Mark DeRosa in left field or Benji Molina behind the plate or John Bowker at first base when the Giants won the World Series. So, I just think that their strength is their depth, and they're going to try to use that depth, and that means they're probably going to do some piggybacking, and they're going to have some off days early in the schedule. You know, they also have to be flexible for weather that could come their way and could force them into some tight windows because they've got a lot of day games on this opening trip and a lot of quick turns, especially with the travel. They'll have a day. They're going to open for the Yankees. They're going to open for the White Sox as well, do their home opener, and then they have to turn around, and they got a day home opener on the Monday at home. So they're going to have to definitely be sort of nimble with just how they deploy. They're ready to deploy this pitching. So the fact they got so much of it is a good sign.
I know we're up against it here in last minute, but just this catching story, the four, can you give us your handicap 1 week before the Bay Bridge series of the catching depth chart?
Yeah, if I had to guess, I'd say that Perez and Bart are going to be sort of co-catchers, and they're probably going to work pretty well in tandem. If Perez is healthy, then, you know, he's probably going to have a chance to catch a little bit more, depending on just how it goes. And I think that they really want to keep Sable on the roster. I don't know if they've seen enough from Sable as a catcher to carry two catchers only, and he's one of them. I don't know if they've gotten to that stage, but that may not matter now with the Henniger and Slater injuries. They may have an avenue to keep him regardless. I would be surprised if they keep two catchers and Sable's one of them. So I think it's going to be all three of those guys.
Great stuff, Andy. Bouncing back from the cell cutout, nicely done. And we will catch up with you before you go to New York and get your restaurant itinerary. All right, buddy. So enjoy the last week and then come on home. All right, bud?
Yeah, we'll listen to some El Mechon together at the ballpark.
Yeah, we will.
Yes, sir.
They'll be dancing. Andy will be dancing in the press box. All right, on KMVR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.